But this is no ordinary case of dysentery. This particular case of dysentery is quite an important one, though not necessarily from the strictly medical point of view. This particular case of dysentery happened, I think that's the right word, it happened, or took place perhaps I could say, some 2,500 years ago. So how is it that we know about a case of dysentery of all things that happened as long ago as that? One might think it was a rather odd sort of, you know, historical fact to have escaped the lapse of time. But we know about it because it's mentioned, and more than mentioned, in the Buddhist scriptures. You find, after all, mention of everything in the Buddhist scriptures, even, you know, cases of dysentery. They really are an ocean. More specifically, this case of dysentery in question is mentioned in the Vinaya Pitaka of the Theravada Pali canon. And I'm going to read you the relevant passage, but in case you haven't noticed it before or realized its significance. The relevant passage, translated by F.L. Woodward. And it goes like this. Now at that time, a certain brother was suffering from dysentery and lay where he had fallen down in his own excrements. And the exalted one was going his rounds of the lodgings with the venerable Ananda in attendance, and came to the lodging of that brother. Now the exalted one saw that brother lying where he had fallen in his own excrements, and seeing him, he went towards him, came to him, and said, "Brother, what ails you?" "I have dysentery, Lord." "But is there anyone taking care of you, brother?" "No, Lord." "Why is it, brother, that the brethren do not take care of you?" "I am useless to the brethren, Lord. Therefore the brethren do not care for me." Then the exalted one said to the venerable Ananda, "Go you, Ananda, and fetch water. We will wash this brother." "Yes, Lord," replied the venerable Ananda to the exalted one. When he had fetched the water, the exalted one poured it out, while the venerable Ananda washed that brother all over. Then the exalted one, taking him by the head, and the venerable Ananda taking him by the feet, together they laid him on the bed. Then the exalted one, in this connection, and on this occasion, gathering the order of brethren together, and questioned the brethren, saying, "Brethren, is there in such and such a lodging a brother who is sick?" "There is, Lord." "And what ails that brother?"
"Lord, that brother has dysentery."
"But, brethren, is there anyone taking care of him?"
"No, Lord."
"Why not? Why do not the brethren take care of him?"
"That brother is useless to the brethren, Lord. That is why the brethren do not take care of him."
"Brethren, ye have no mother and no father to take care of you. If ye will not take care of each other, who else, I ask, will do so?"
"Brethren, he who would wait on me, let him wait on the sick.
If he have a teacher, let his teacher take care of him so long as he is alive and wait for his recovery. If he have a tutor or a lodger, a disciple or a fellow lodger or a fellow disciple, such should take care of him and await his recovery."
If no one takes care of him, it shall be reckoned an offence. So, this is the passage. This is the case of dysentery that I want to talk about. And I want to talk about it for several reasons. It deals with an episode, quite an interesting and significant episode, in the so-called collective life of the early Buddhist order. Better to say, the early Buddhist spiritual community, the early Buddhist Sangha. At the same time, of course, it constitutes an episode in the life, the biography of the Buddha himself. And as I'm sure you've already realized, it deals with the kind of situation that might arise in the so-called collective life of our own order, our own spiritual community, our own Sangha, 2,500 years later, despite not only the lapse of time, but despite vast cultural differences. The episode also shows how the Buddha responds to a situation of this sort, what advice he gives, what action he takes, and so on. Moreover, the episode is not just concerned with the treatment of a sick monk. It's concerned with very much more than that. It's concerned, in fact, with a number of principles of quite fundamental importance. Some of them only apparently peripheral to the main issue involved. I'm going to try this evening to go just a little into some of them. I hope to be able to show that this episode is more richly meaningful than, from a perhaps cursory reading, we might have imagined.